Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. Presented in this special Global Edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
It's time for musical anthropology. One song per decade for 100 years of music. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, and on today's show, remembering Jane Birkin, singer and actress, a recent release from Billy String's Bluegrass Phenom featuring some fella named Willie Nelson. Also, the story of Bobby Fischer, and a song first released in 2015, today conquers the internet and social media with over 1 billion streams. Cruisin' the Decades is over 100 years of music, and special greetings to two new stations that have just come on board. First, KBAC, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, located in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and on the island of Roatan, rockin' the Caribbean, it's 101.1 Blue Wave Radio. Roatan is actually part of Honduras, so that means another new country picks up the show. We are heard in the USA, Canada, Germany, New Zealand, and now Honduras, and really worldwide everywhere thanks to shortwave radio. This is Cruisin' the Decades. We'll start way back in the early teens. Our first selection comes from James Reese Europe's Society Orchestra, one of the first dance bands, real roots of ragtime and jazz music here, one of the first black composers and band leaders. There is some amazing history in Europe's Society Orchestra. We'll begin with Too Much Mustard from 1913. This is James Reese Europe's Society Orchestra on Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you.
a global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere, stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air, one broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Howdy, ow, dow, dow, that's how I feel today. Howdy, ow, dow, dow, I've never felt so gay. Say, you should see who fell for me. You want to meet something sweet? Look who's coming down the street. Is she my girlfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. Hey, hey, I'm proud to say she is my girlfriend now. Am I her boyfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. Well, well, if I must tell, I am her boyfriend now. I guess she likes me. I don't think I'm wrong. It kind of strikes me that we'll get along. Is she my girlfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. Gee whiz, I'll say she is, and I'm her boyfriend now. Howdy, ow, dow, dow, I'll tell you some good news. Howdy, ow, dow, dow, prepare your rice and shoes. Gee, we've set a date. Gee, ain't it great? Now the bells will ring in the spring, and coming down the aisle we'll sing, is she my girlfriend? Hey, hey, I'm proud to say she is my girlfriend now. Am I her boyfriend? Well, well, if I must tell, I am her boyfriend now. I guess she likes me, I don't think I'm wrong. It kind of strikes me that we'll get along. Is she my girlfriend? Gee whiz, I'll say she is, and I'm her boyfriend now. I guess she likes me, I don't think I'm wrong. It kind of strikes me that we'll get along. Is she my girlfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. Gee whiz, I'll say she is, and I'm her boyfriend now.
That's just a jolly number right there. When you think, what did music in the 1920s sound like? That's a pretty good example of what is in many listeners' heads right there. That's Johnny Marvin. And it's called Is She My Girlfriend from 1927 on Cruisin' the Decades. One song per decade, 100 years of music. Johnny Marvin and his orchestra started his music career in 1924. And was highly successful for 20 years, but he died very young at age 47. He had religious beliefs that kept him from seeking medical treatment for a bad illness, and he died in 1944. Great catchy little number right there, right on the line of, say, country and jazz and even Hawaiian music. Johnny Marvin was also famous for playing ukulele. This is Cruisin' the Decades. If you're new to the show, figure out what the heck we're up to here with all these classic recordings. Go to cruisinthedecades.com. Up next, we cruise into the 1930s. This next song is a popular tune first published in 1930, written by Hoagie Carmichael, and certainly a jazz and pop standard in the so-called Great American Songbook. Everybody from Art Mooney and Acker Bilk and Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys did this song, and Eddie Howard and Gene Vincent and Julia Lee and Louis Prima and Nat King Cole and Peggy Lee and Sammy Davis Jr. Those standards were sung by everybody. You might know the Mills Brothers version of this song, which is really probably the most successful and enduring version in modern music history. But one of the earliest versions was by old Satchmo Louis Armstrong in 1931. This is Lazy River on Cruisin' the Decades.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Way down, way down.
Up Lazy River, where old mill run. Meet the Lazy River with the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree.
Throw away your trouble, dream a dream of me, dream a dream of me.
Up the Lazy River where the robin's on. Wakes to bright new morning
as we loaf along.
Blue skies up above, everyone in love. Off the Lazy River, how happy we will be. Mama,
mama.
Oh, off the Lazy River, off the Lazy River, happy though they live, but they hurt you. And the lady be there, my long life. Band of judges, you did, but didn't,
Oh, you dog. Boy, if I ain't ripping this evening, I hope something.
Oh, of the Lazy River. River. Oh, you river.
Oh, you dog.
Oh, you river.
Look out there, Charlie Alexander. Swing out there on him, Iris, that boy.
Created and hosted at the Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, USA, with flagship global broadcasts on Superpower Shortwave, Radio Miami International, and WBCQ, The Planet in Maine, along with the most impactful and important FM and AM music outlets and community-minded radio stations in the world. This is a 100-year journey through recorded popular music history. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. Over 100 years of music.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
Yeah! My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal 6 feet four, sitting in the kitchen with her feet out the door. But my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly
squat. Yeah! My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, she walks but my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly.
Yeah, my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. But she's a one-man's woman, that's what I like. Not a wishy-washy woman, change your mind every night. But my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't.
I think what needs to happen is we have to bring back popular contemporary usage of the term doodly squat. Right there, that's called Red Hot. And that's actually the cover version on Sun Records by Billy Lee Riley and the Little Green Men from January of 1957. Now, that was on Sun Records. The original song was written and recorded by Billy the Kid Emerson 2 years prior, also for Sun Records and the legendary Sam Phillips. Now, that song became kind of a rockabilly and early rock and roll classic, and it was later done by Bob Luman, by Ronnie Hawkins, and by a band called The Beatles. Early in their career, they performed that song live in Hamburg, but only bootleg recordings exist of The Beatles doing that song. Later, Brian Setzer did the song in 2005, and the late Robert Gordon with Link Wray in 1977. Classic song, all-time great. We love digging up stuff like that on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music and one song per decade. I am your host, Brad Savage, Brad at thesummit.fm, or go to the website and find the shows and all the playlists. You can listen on demand. You can send in a song request, cruisinthedecades.com. I want to make mention of the recent passing of Jane Birkin, actress and singer, and play a song that reached number one in Britain, a rather controversial selection. Written in 1967 and originally performed by Serge Gainsbourg with Brigitte Bardot, Jane Birkin's re-record version went to the top of the British charts in 1969. The song, and I don't speak French, but I'm going to try. The song is Je t'aime, moi non plus, which means I love you, me neither. And this song is rather controversial in the pop music history books. Just take a listen as we remember Jane Birkin with Serge Gainsbourg on Cruisin' the Decades.
Je t'aime, oui je t'aime. Thank you.
I don't know what's going on with all the heavy breathing. Maybe they're doing yoga. That must be it. Serge Gainsbourg on Cruise in the Decades, featuring the late Jane Birkin, a number one in the UK and a very controversial song worldwide. Really worth the deep dive into his catalog if that song piqued your interest. And really, how wouldn't it do so? You are listening to Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music and culture and the sounds of history coming to life. I don't know about you, but I've always liked chess, an ancient game of strategy. And every so often, something happens in the world of chess that brings it into the pop culture vernacular. That was the case in 1972, the World Championships of Chess in Iceland. And that's where we really get to know the story of Bobby Fischer.
Fischer had crushed the competition to qualify for the biggest challenge of his life.
The 1972 World Chess Championship match between Fischer and Spassky was probably the greatest spectacle in the history of chess. It was front page news every day. It was on evening television coverage. It was perceived as a clash between ideologies, you know, democracy and dictatorship, the Soviet megalithic system versus raw-boned American individualism expressed by Fischer, but actually it was just a match between the two best chess players in the world.
The championship in Reykjavik, Iceland was billed as the match of the century. And finally, the match got underway. It was a nail-biter from start to finish. The final score after 21 games was 12.5 to 8.5. Bobby Fischer was the new world champion. It was an embarrassing loss to the Soviet chess dynasty. Fischer became the first American to win the competition since 1894. The victory also interrupted 24 years of Soviet domination. Fischer was an instant global celebrity. He returned to his home in New York, where he celebrated an official day in his honor. The Einstein of chess, as he was called, appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated and made several appearances on television.
And all these years later, here we are talking about it worldwide on Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music. If you're into chess, I want to point you to the film Searching for Bobby Fischer and also a more recent Netflix series, The Queen's Gambit. This is Cruise in the Decades. We're going to stay in 1972 when that world championship match occurred and Jerry Garcia comes out with his first solo record, Garcia. This is Sugar Ree on Cruise in the Decades, 1972.
Could do no wrong. You had everything. sold up tight? How come you lay awake all night long? Just one thing I ask of you. It's just one thing for me. Please forget you knew my name, my darling, Sugary. Shake it, shake it, Sugary. Just don't tell them that you. Stand out in the pouring rain. One last voice is calling you, and I guess it's time you go. Just one thing I ask of you. It's just one thing.
That's Jerry Garcia solo before the Jerry Garcia band, and a song that became a Grateful Dead staple in their live sets. That is Sugary from 1972 on Cruise in the Decades. In recent years, Dead and Company have been touring with some of the remaining members of the Grateful Dead and John Mayer at the helm. Well, Dead and Company just recently had their final gig. At least for now, they say that's the end of Dead and Company. And if you've got a moment, do a internet search for Dead and Company Drone Light Show. they've been doing these drone fireworks, you know, non-explosive fireworks, but like 600 coordinated drones in the sky. This happened in Boulder, Colorado, and at their recent big finale final show at San Francisco's Oracle Park. Special greetings to some of our listeners all around the United States on great radio stations like the Summit FM, Akron, Canton, Kent, Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio, the home base station where we create and curate this show. Paul checks in from Akron. Thank you, sir. Also, TJ sends in a listener request and a listening confirmation from St. Peter, Minnesota. TJ is listening on KMSU from Minnesota State University, Mankato. We also send out greetings to Bill and Becky in Nelson County, Virginia, right near Charlottesville, Virginia, listening on 97.9 The Wren, one of the most interesting and eclectic oldies music stations that I've ever heard anywhere. And Bill and Becky particularly love the early decades, you know, the teens and 20s and 30s artists, and they said that they've become fans of Burt Williams and Noel Coward since listening and discovering their music right here on Cruisin' the Decades. Go to cruisinthedecades.com for all the playlists and to send us a message, to send us a song request. Let's continue into the 1980s. This is another one of those songs that is actually a cover. Little Willie John did this around 1960. Jack White has a great version of this song and a bunch of other artists too, but this is the Blasters, I'm Shaking on Cruising the Decades.
When you touch my hand and you talk sweet talk, I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling and I'm shaking. When you take me in your arms and talk romance, my heart starts doing a St. Vitus dance, and I'm panting and I'm shaking. In the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I want to hug you with all of my might. And I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Chill and a fever, I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever and I'm shaking. I've been run through the mill. I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strongest in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like it took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Rocks a ship on the sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I'm like a nervous wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking and I'm jumping and I'm shaking. Shaking, 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 shaking. Oh yeah, I'm shaking, shaking, shaking. Oh yeah, I'm shaking.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history. From swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
The last one. you lonely kids who are the last pick in gym classes. We got your back, distracting malefactors, all you up in the back. You're not like the cats.
Get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Try to rise and keep our head up, head up. Leave the king in a calm, we'll be singing our song. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
It's a sentimental journey.
Presenting sentiments of resentments that'll burn me. Unearthing archives of sharp knives turning blood. My role is to unfold, so I gotta face the front. I used to spend my days dazed and confused. 16-year underdog still dawning on the roost. Sorry, buster, I know my flow sounds used. Scripted and directed by the likes of John Hughes. Recycled recitals of rewritten idols are scrawled in the hall like Anthony Michael. I lack land and title, just one of the boys on islands and islands of misfit toys.
Get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Try to rise and keep our head up, head up. Be the king in the calm. We'll be singing our song. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Come on, get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Try to rise and keep our head up, head up. Be the king in the calm. We'll be singing our song. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
The field of dreams was a parking lot with hot shots doing donuts, pissing off the grown-ups. Me on the slide, writing unrequited love letters that I would send to my imaginary girlfriend. I had to pretend, cause I never played football. The kid drafted, last pick at the roll call to ease the monotony of everybody mocking me. Spent time, 210 rhymes, like botany. Now what I wanna be?
What you wanna be?
Maybe famous, I claim this, try to gain this. But sometimes it's heinous, the way the shameless surround me like a tide to drown me. I'm looking for an intelligent life. I'm looking for a flip on this screen, so I can reach out and touch somebody, anybody, everybody.
We're the last pick in gym classes. We got your back. Distract your malefactors. All you up in the back. You're not the Thundercats.
Get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Try to rise and keep our head up, head up. Leave the king in a calm. We'll be singing our song. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Come on, get up, cause I'm fed up, fed up. Try to rise and keep our head up, head up. Leave the king in a calm. We'll be singing our song. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
Listen, it was the 90s. It was the 90s alt-rock era. That was Two Skinny J's from Brooklyn, New York, 1998 on Cruise in the Decades. And I thought they were going to be huge. They were on the early side of the fusion of rock, alternative, and hip-hop sounds. And they had this kind of like nerdy rap rock thing going on. And that song did okay on American alternative radio, but it never went top 40 or major crossover. But yet, a couple years later, we got the hip hop metal alternative crossover of bands like Limp Bizkit. I don't know, maybe we would have been better off had Two Skinny J's ruled the charts. That was Riot Nerd on Cruise in the Decades. I played that a ton on my old college radio station, KVSC, St. Cloud, Minnesota, which is today a Cruise in the Decades station. Joe McMullen, KVSC general manager for 31 years, has passed away. A very, very sad and tremendous loss for the radio station, for the thousands of students she worked with through the years, and for the community at large. There was no bigger proponent for local radio and independent media and teaching and learning in broadcasting than Joe McMullen at KVSC St. Cloud, Minnesota. Joe was 54 years old. You're listening to Cruise in the Decades. We continue now into the early 2000s for a selection off the first record by Kings of Leon. I remember that this song was used heavily in a TV ad campaign for like an iPod, or it might have been a bank, or it might have been a cruise line, or maybe it was for a fast food restaurant. I just remember it was in a commercial, and that's really what gave the band their biggest early exposure, you know, 5-6 years before their number one song, Use Somebody. This is Kings of Leon, and it's called Molly's Chambers, and it's on Cruising the Decades 2003.
Free does all the sheep will bleed, does why she'll never stay. A wife and naked in the night and looking for some play. Just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place. And when she gets into your head, you know she's there to stay. You want it, she's got it. Molly Chambers gonna change her mind. She's got your pistol. Molly Chambers gonna change her mind. Molly Chambers gonna change her mind. Okay, I'll give it anyway, just get me out of here. You'll plead, you'll get down on your knees for just another taste. And when you think she's let you in, that's when she fades away. You want it, she's got it. Molly Chambers gonna change her mind. She's got your pistol. Molly Chambers gonna change her mind. Molly Chambers gonna change her mind. You want it, well, she's got it. Molly Chambers gonna change her mind. She's got your pistol. Molly Chambers.
That's our 2003 selection on Cruising the Decades. Now we're into the 21st century. That was Kings of Leon. Four brothers out of Nashville, Tennessee. Caleb, Jared, Nathan, and Matthew Followill. Kings of Leon off the first LP titled Youth and Young Manhood. That was Molly's Chambers on Cruising the Decades. 100 years of music. And it's time for our shortwave shout-outs. We are broadcast on shortwave radio, high-powered global stations, including Channel 292 from Germany, WBCQ The Planet, transmitting from Maine, and Radio Miami International, WRMI, in South Florida. So we get listeners all over the world on shortwave radio. We'd like to send a shout-out to Kelsey in Newark, Delaware, listening on WRMI. Also, Isao is listening in Japan, in Chiba Ken, Japan, courtesy of Channel 292 out of Germany. Closer to home, for us, we've got Kevin in Guernsey County, Ohio, on WBCQ The Planet. That's in southeastern Ohio, kind of near Cambridge, Ohio, not far from where we actually produce this show, in Akron, Ohio, USA, Rubber City, USA. We want to say hello to Kevin in New Brighton, Pennsylvania, in Beaver County, PA, kind of near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. And also another listener in Europe. Kai is listening in Geimersheim, Germany, courtesy of Channel 292 out in the Bavaria region of Germany. Find out all the exact show times, all the Cruise in the Decade stations, and if you're a shortwave listener, send a QSL request through cruisinthedecades.com. Our next selection comes from Jane. This song was originally released in 2015. The artist is Jane from France. That's J-A-I-N. Her real name is Jean Louise Gallis, and she is fascinating. She is from France, but grew up living in the Congo and in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and the United Arab Emirates, and really has a world sound to her music. Well, enter the internet and enter social media. Just on TikTok, this song has exceeded 1 billion streams and views and uses. This song is going crazy chart-wise. You know, years later, it's from 2015, but it's new again today. And it's one of the biggest songs on the internet. It's one of the biggest songs in the world. This is called Makeba. It is by Jane, and it's Cruising the Decades 2015. 2015 originally, though hitting the top of the charts now from social media usage. And now a 2023 release from young bluegrass phenom Billy Strings, featuring the legendary Willie Nelson. This is California Sober, as they say, on Cruisin' the Decades 2023.
to like to ramble with my good time friends and neighbors. Now I find I'd rather lie awake in bed. And I don't get to acting mean when I keep my buzzes clean and keep the hard stuff in the whiskey from my head. Well, I guess that's just the trouble when you're always seeing double and the lines are getting twice as hard to see. I've had years I don't recall, but I'm told I had a ball, at least somebody did, who looked a lot like me. So I'm California sober, as they say, and lately I can't find no other way. I can't stay out and party like I did back in the day, so I'm California sober, as they say.
I'll pick it, Willie.
Pills to get their thrills, and they love their liquor down in New Orleans. Maybe far out New York, many sugar cane will fit the bill, but in no time flat, you're out of what you need. The old crew don't get together anymore these days, much ever, and some went straight, and some went straight to jail. Now they're busy posting vids and just trying to raise their kids to the raising holy hell and posting bail.
Well, I'm California sober, as they say, and lately I can't find no other way. I can't stay out and party like I did back in the day, so I'm California sober, as they say.
And a 90-year-old Willie Nelson with California Sober. Billy Strings is absolutely incredible. Multiple nights selling out venues of 20,000, 25,000 people doing contemporary bluegrass music. The music industry is amazing. You never know what's going to catch on. Well, that's 2023, so now we've done it. Another 100 years in song. Thanks for listening to Cruisin' the Decades.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.